Hello and welcome to Money Girl, a podcast that helps you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and author based in Silicon Valley. You can learn more about me at lauradadams.com. When you visit lauradadams.com, you can use my contact page to submit your money question. You can also check out the tools page to see many of the resources that I recommend to help you earn more, save more, and accomplish a whole lot more with your money. And you can sign up for my email list while you're there as well. Now that the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, requires every American resident to have health insurance, you may have wondered what happens if you get coverage at work but decide to leave your employer, or you get unexpectedly laid off. That's what happened to a Money Girl reader named Robert E. He says, "I was recently laid off from my job and don't want Cobra health insurance because it's expensive, but my dental option turns out to be a good financial deal. Can I apply for just Cobra Dental without having to get the medical?" One of your options when you leave a job is called Cobra Continuation. In this podcast, I'll explain what Cobra is, who's eligible for it, and how and where to shop for health insurance so you get the best policy at the lowest price when you need to change plans. As always, you'll find the show transcript, additional resources, and the full archive of all the podcasts on the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 439. Called How Cobra Health Insurance Works. Cobra is an acronym. It stands for Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act. Even though that name of the law doesn't mention anything about health insurance, it offers continuation of group benefits that would ordinarily be canceled when you leave a job. I want to make sure that you don't confuse Cobra with an insurance plan or an insurance company. Cobra is just a law that gives you the option to continue an employer-sponsored health plan after you're no longer employed. The good news is that Cobra gives you the same benefits and choices you had before you left your company. The bad news is that it lasts only for a limited period of time, and it can be expensive, as Robert mentioned in his question. I'll tell you more about how to cut the cost of health insurance in just a moment. Cobra is generally offered when you work for a private company that has at least 20 employees, or for a state or local government agency. Cobra does not apply to plans offered by the federal government, although federal employees do get something similar to Cobra. Cobra is not available for churches or organizations with religious affiliation, such as certain hospitals or schools. You can have Cobra coverage for up to 18 months in most cases. If you're disabled, it may last for up to 29 months. And if you're a surviving spouse or you got divorced from a covered employee, Cobra may continue for up to 36 months. With Cobra, everyone affected by the loss of group health insurance at work is protected, including the former employee, his or her spouse, former spouses, and dependent children when certain events occur. For instance, Cobra kicks in if you die, you leave a job voluntarily, or you're terminated for reasons other than misconduct. Let's say your hours are cut and you're no longer eligible for benefits, or you get divorced or legally separated from a covered employee. Those are also qualifying events that allow you to get Cobra. But you're not eligible for Cobra if your employer discontinues a health plan altogether, they declare bankruptcy, or go out of business. So in order to get Cobra coverage, three things have to happen. Number one, you have to have a qualifying group health plan. Number two, you have to experience a qualifying event, like being terminated or having your hours cut. And three, you have to be the primary insured or be a qualified beneficiary, such as a spouse or dependent of the former employee. If you're not eligible for regular federal COBRA, many states offer similar programs called mini COBRA. The benefits for state continuation plans vary depending on where you live. You can check with your state's Department of Insurance to see what's available. And I'll include a resource to help you do this in the notes for this show. Again, you find them in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Now, let's discuss what types of group benefits Cobra allows you to continue. It extends only to medical care, such as health, dental, and vision insurance. You cannot get COBRA for disability or life insurance, unfortunately. That's why I always recommend that you purchase a disability and a life insurance policy outside of work, in addition to what you get through a group plan. Having your own disability and life coverage protects you and your family if you lose your job and then get injured or die while you have no coverage. That could devastate your finances. Hey there, I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts, Freakonomics Radio. Every week, host and best-selling author Stephen Dubner dives into the hidden side of business, economics, and so much more. He interviews CEOs, historians, and Nobel laureates to explore all kinds of topics, like why the best employees can make the worst bosses, and how whales went from being economic engines to environmental icons. If you're a curious person looking to better understand the world around you, you'll find everything you're looking for on Freakonomics Radio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. COBRA coverage must be identical to the coverage you were offered at your company before you left. You or your family are entitled to have the same coverage limits, co-payments, and deductibles. While you cannot opt for more COBRA coverage than you had previously, you can opt for less. Robert wants to know if he can keep his dental coverage and skip the medical. The answer is yes. As long as you were enrolled in dental before you left your job, you can keep the dental plan and discontinue the medical portion. If your medical, dental, and vision coverages are with different providers, you'll need to complete separate COBRA election forms, but all the same rules and eligibility requirements apply for any that you choose to continue. And if you're not sure how to apply for COBRA, contact your insurance provider directly for more information. Unlike other federal benefits in the United States, such as the Family and Medical Leave Act, employers don't have to pay for COBRA. You typically have to pay the full cost plus a 2% administrative charge to the insurer. Since employers usually pay some amount of the cost of group health coverage as a company benefit, the price of COBRA can be shockingly high compared to what you previously paid as an employee. So if you lose group health coverage at work, I want you to consider all your options before you opt for COBRA. There may be more affordable alternatives, such as enrolling in a spouse's plan, a parent's plan that would apply if you're younger than age 26, applying for Medicaid, or shopping in the Obamacare health insurance marketplace. Open enrollment for Obamacare typically lasts for 3 months, from November 1 until January 31. However, losing group coverage at work does give you the right to a special enrollment period, which allows you to sign up for a marketplace plan at any time during the year. But you can't wait too long. You've got to select a plan no later than 60 days after losing your workplace plan. The Obamacare Marketplace allows every U.S. resident without health insurance to find and compare private plans. You can apply by visiting healthcare.gov or other insurance sites. You can call 1-800-318-2596 for more information, or you can enroll by working with an enrollment counselor or a health insurance agent. Depending on your income and family size, you may be eligible for a tax credit that reduces the cost of coverage. You may also qualify for free or low-cost coverage from Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program known as CHIP. Being eligible for COBRA does not affect your eligibility for an Obamacare plan or any type of federal assistance. Remember that if you choose COBRA but have to drop it later on because the premiums become unaffordable, you generally won't be able to get a marketplace plan. As I mentioned, you can only sign up during open enrollment unless you have a special event, such as getting married, having a child, or exhausting your maximum period of COBRA coverage. After you leave an employer, you should receive information about your rights to apply for COBRA. Then you've got to notify your human resources department within 30 days after a qualifying event, such as a termination or a cut in work hours, that you want to elect COBRA continuation. Your former employer must send you an election notice within 14 days. Then you or your beneficiaries have up to 60 days to decide whether or not to continue the coverage at the quoted price. As I mentioned, I highly recommend shopping and comparing the cost of COBRA to a private policy through the Obama Marketplace. A marketplace plan may be less expensive, especially if you qualify for a tax subsidy. Don't make the mistake of thinking that you'll just wait and get health insurance after you land your next job. Being uninsured is illegal now, according to the Affordable Care Act, and it also comes with a tax penalty if you're uninsured for more than 2 consecutive months. If you get sick or need a trip to the emergency room for a broken bone, a huge bill could be a major financial hardship that sets you back for years. Medical debt is the number one reason for bankruptcies in the United States. Having health insurance is critical not only for your physical well-being, but also for your personal finances. If you have questions about COBRA or health insurance, let me know by sending me an email through my contact page at lauradadams.com. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to share it with a friend or submit a quick 5-star review in iTunes. I've been producing the show for almost 8 years now, and I keep doing it week after week because you guys are so amazing and give me incredible feedback. A great place to interact with me and many really smart people who are in this community is my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text DOLLARS to the number 33444. I'll see you there. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.